the city of Dallas, the entire nation reeling this morning after an attack on police officers in Dallas late last night. 12 officers were shot, 5 of them were killed, 7 wounded as snipers opened fire on officers who were at a protest against recent officer-involved shootings. That protest was peaceful up until that moment. Police say 3 suspects have been arrested. One of them was killed during a standoff with police who detonated their bomb robot near the suspect.
Joining us live now to talk more about the latest situation in Dallas is Executive Steward Russell Mullins with the D.C. Police Union. Russell, thank you for being with us here on WTOP. We know this is an awfully difficult time for police officers here and across the country. How are you guys handling all the information that's coming in about this attack?
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure. We always have a frustrating job. The men and women of law enforcement deal with situations that normal everyday citizens wouldn't even think of dealing with, and then to have that, then to be attacked while doing that, and having to stand guard while people exercise their right for their free speech and right to assemble. Just, it makes the job that much more difficult.
Is there an increased fear, sir, that that officers have a target on their back right now?
Well, I'd say this, and I can only speak for, the officers of Metropolitan Police Department. I've yet to hear any one of them say anything about being afraid or any kind of fear. And that's the type of people that want to be police officers and public servants. It's not so much fear. It's more maybe trepidation, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go out and do our job. We want to do it well. We want to be the best police officer for the citizen. We want to make sure that they're all taken care of. But there is some concern. Hey, am I going to make it home from work today? And one of the things that we tell young police officers when they come on the job, and as an instructor years ago, I used to say the same thing, just make sure that you make all the home time and the time at home count, because you never know on a day-to-day basis what may happen to you because of the type of job you're in. So we always kind of have that in the back of our head that, we may not go home at the end of the watch.
My goodness.
So I would say it's not really a fear. I think it's an understanding. It's mm-hmm. an understanding that we, on a day-to-day basis, we have a target on our back, but just more so now.
Is there any call amongst the rank and file, Russell, for any kind of extra or added protection, any kind of backup? Are you hearing anything, any rumblings about that?
Well, there's always concern, especially in today's society, where police departments are having, believe it or not, are having a hard time recruiting young people to be because of all the recent events and because of all the different movements, anti-police movements. So, yeah, there's always that we always need more. If we can partner up or we can ride together, that's always better. It doesn't work out that way all the time. But yeah, I think most police officers would feel a little more safe if they did have a partner with them all the time, watching their back, so to speak.
Any thoughts on bridging the divide right now with the community? I mean, this is such a difficult situation, obviously, and such a sad and tragic one out of Dallas. But, beyond that, there seems to be this growing divide between some in the community and police officers. What can we do to heal that?
Well, here's, again, this is coming from me. It's not coming from the rank and file. It's not coming from a lot of police officers. This is just coming from me personally. What I see is when we try to bridge the gap, there's always some kind of leader of an organization. There's always some kind of news organization. There's always some person that feeds one side or the other and tries to push the gap apart. In the metropolitan area, especially in D.C., we've never really had a big divide between our citizens and the police department.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been real good about being advocates for the citizen. They've always been pretty much advocates for the police officers. Citizens have been advocates for the police department. However, when you're fighting outside influences, that's when things get tough. There's no problems. We we love the citizens' interactions. We love to have them understand our job. We do ride-along programs. We have community events. Mm-hmm. That's what we're about. We're about community service. It seems that there's one or two or three little organizations or three or four little groups of people that always try to push that divide, whether they're trying to make a name for themselves or for their organization, who knows. That's the problem.
Russell, stay safe. We appreciate you being with us and bringing us this information. It's an important job. We all appreciate everything you guys do for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Russell Mullins is the executive steward with the DC Police Union.